No, learn to speak English fluently. Yeah, learn to speak English fluently and confidently. You know, only one question strikes in our mind, or that question is like, why don't we speak English? Or what is the problem? Why other is speaking? Or why they are very good at spoken? Or when it comes to me, I'm not. You know, this is a myth. Or somehow it hypnotizes. It keeps us in dark. Or somehow we start complaining, we start doubting our own capability. Why? It is not that we cannot speak, but we doubt our capacity because we are not able to reveal our thought in English. But when it comes to our native language, wherever you belong to, like there are a lot of countries in the world, a lot of, native language we speak wherever we live, we are addicted, we are accustomed to speak our native language, or that we are very good at. Why? Because it is repeatedly action. The things are perpetuating in our mind, or we are speaking that. So this is how we are not in fear when we speak in our own local language, local dialect. But what is the thought? What is the obstacle? Why does it happen? What is the psychology behind the English communication skill? Why we are discussing again and again about English communication skill? Because we all are aware that nowadays, everywhere, it is just a language that is just spread around, or whatever you want to do in life, wherever you want to go, it will help always. So we are stuck around this language. Or we are curious to learn it. But the problem is, instead of focusing on the optimistic part, instead of focusing on the positive part, we are always pessimistic. I don't know why, but this thought always lingers inside our mind, somewhere back in the mind. It keeps on nagging that I cannot speak, I cannot speak, I cannot speak. See, even if you have to prepare some topic in your own language, whatever local dialect you are having or you are surrounded with. Think that something that you want to do first time. So what happened at that time? We are, fumbling for the right way to speak. We are stumbling. Why? It is not that we are not able to speak, but the problem is we are trying to grab good vocabulary. We are trying to throw out the right sentence, right idea, right way, so that the people can understand or people can assume it. But what happened when you are preparing something in your own language? I'm not talking about the English now. So when something you are preparing in your own language, in your own local dialect, at that time, even you stumble, it's not that everything goes fine, everything goes right. Why? Because instead of focusing on the spoken, instead of focusing on a new idea, we are somewhere focusing on the obstacle that, oh my God, I'm gonna make a mistake, or I am not able to speak it, or what happened if we have failed to reveal our thought precisely. That thought somewhere nagging. But same thing when it comes to English. What happened? It is not that there are a lot of people, they are putting their effort, or they are trying to be good at English, or they are putting their effort, they are trying to get things settled, they are creating a lot of idea when they are not speaking. At that time, a lot of idea lingers around us, right? We are obsessing of these all things. But when it comes to right time, when time comes, or we need to bring it out for the people, for the public, for the interview time, for the, wherever you want to use this. What happened at that time? It is not that at that time idea that we had when we were not speaking, we were thinking. At that time, a lot of idea was pouring in our mind. But when it comes to a speaking time, at that time, why it goes from our mind? Have you ever thought about that? Yes, that is the strategy that a lot of time we are the human. Or we miss it, right? So when we are not talking, when we are not in front of the public, on a stage, in the crowd, we are discussing with our own mind. At that time, ideas are showering in our mind, a lot of idea, right? There is no obstacle at that time. We are perfect. Why? Because at that time, we don't have fear in our mind. There is no obstacle in our mind, no hurdle, no fear of failure, no fear of making mistake, because at that time, we are alone here. Loneliness, right? We are doing practice by own. At that time, we have no fear of anybody. There is nobody they can criticize, right? They can remark, they can notice. But when it comes to speaking the same idea, or when it comes to saying the same thing that we can say very precisely in front of somebody, what happened? The same obstacle start hitting in our mind. No, no, I know I make mistake a lot of time, right? Or I had gone through such situation. Today, I'll again gonna make mistake. The same idea is striking again. So instead of focusing on what you want to, you know, serve in front of others, what you want to say, what idea you want to bring out, it's not gonna emerge from your mouth. You're not gonna utter a great way. Why? The same thing again. That instead of focusing on the communication, instead of bringing idea that is already in our mind, that we have already practiced, we are not gonna bring that idea. But what here we are doing, just we are imagining the way that we can make mistake, right? So this psychology, because we all are human, it is not with you. A lot of people, they are facing the same challenge. They are feeling the right self-doubtness, imposter syndrome, right? Imposter syndrome means they are having doubt on their own skill. It may be right, but not always. See, at least what we learn, whatever we have already practiced, when we are practicing, that thing should come obvious spontaneously when we're speaking with somebody. But even though that thing is not gonna come, why? That should have come, or I and you could have been able to bring that out. But why it doesn't happen? The same thing, that when we practice alone, at that time we are calm, we are not pressing our mind, there is no nagging in our mind, there is no hurdle, no obstacle, no criticism. We're not obsessing about that. So it comes naturally. Believe me, things comes in our mind naturally. And that naturally things, spontaneous things, gives us confidence. At that time, we are not thinking about the obstacle at all. We are only just thinking how to bring it out. What idea is emerging in our mind that we have to bring out to the people? What I want to say? Similar things occurs when you are just going to attend an interview. Right? Before that, you know a lot of things in your mind. You are very good in that. But already, because we are surrounded with negative environment, always know that if you make mistake during interview, you are gonna be rejected, and that idea strike in our mind. Before feeling that, before going to, you know, face the interview, we are already prepared with a lot of obstacles. That we are prepared, we are ready, right? And that obstacle somewhere is in our mind. And once we go there, these all negative thoughts, negative obstacles start emerging. Instead of the idea, instead of the thought, instead of the answer that we need to present, we need to bring out to the person who is asking something to us. But again, the same imposter syndrome, same obstacle starts emerging naturally in our mind, because we have made that habit. We are keen to focus on the idea that basically we decided. In that way, we feel defensive that, yeah, I know, I make mistake. Saying this, we feel defensive, or we feel like this is the right way to think. But no, you know, these dreams lies in everybody's mind that we should speak in English. This is a language. The language you are already, you know, holding a language. You are already owner of a language that you speak in your native language. But what is the problem? What is the challenge when we are coming across the language that we have to speak? It is not that tough also nowadays, everything. So as I assume, whatever things lies in your home, just see the label. At least 80% think that you know already in English. But where is the challenge when it comes to say the same thing by your mouth, using your mouth? Why doesn't emerge the things? Because we are obsessing with a negative thought. We are putting a lot of negative thought in our mind that is a structure, that is called hardwired, or it is not going to come outside. So the first target, before learning English, before putting your idea outside, you have to be sure that let people say what they're going to say, whatever remark they are giving. You know, nobody gets perfection in the whole life. We are trying to be perfect. We are going close to the perfection, but in reality, it doesn't happen. So if you focus on the perfection, it means you're going to divert it. You are deviating your mind. You are going astray. You are going to obsess that one day I'll be perfect. Then I open my mouth and things will start emerging. Idea will come in mind. I will start saying, I'll become a good speaker like he is doing, like that guy is doing, like he was doing. It will never happen, right? Everybody, they become good speaker. Everybody, they are speaking English. It had come in all people's, you know, life. These things, this obstacle, not lie with you, it lies with everybody. But the problem is they faced it, they found some solution, they go with something that may, you know, bring them out from this obstacle. They did something that bring them out. They are persistent, finding the solution, what can remove their fear, what idea, what exercise, and gradually they are ready to face the public challenge. They are ready to face the criticism. They are ready to face the pessimistic people. And by facing, this is a process. So without making mistake, you cannot get perfection. So making mistake is our nature. We make that. But once you make, next time you improve. Once you make, next time you improve. And that is why it is called gradual process. So nothing happens all sudden. Nothing comes in our mind all sudden. Experience matter. Practice make a man perfect, but the experience matter, right? We always know the first impression is last impression. Let it be. Don't think that what people will say, what wrong word you will say. You wanted to say something, came something through your mind. Don't remark that. Don't obsess about that. Let the things come. Let the people remark. People are there to remark. But there is no harm in practicing again and again. There is no harm in bringing your idea. It's going to be wrong. It's going to be right. It's your task. Let people thought. You are the same person. One day, when you get perfection or you start speaking well, the same people, their idea will take U-turn or they start praising you, because you see the world. Society lives for the, you know, remark only. They have their own mind and they have their own thought. You cannot blame that, you cannot stop them. But what can you do is just protect yourself from negative thoughts, negative emotion that is coming in your mind. That's the great idea in your mind. Or once you become used to of this, once you become, you know, like digesting these all things, let people criticism come to you. You have to protect. Let them say something that caused you, you know, to stop. But you have to think, like, use your mind, some logic, put in mind that your mind should resist these people. They are making you bad, or they are causing your, you know, performance, right? Always we think about the impression. Let impression go somewhere. First time you have to bring your idea. First time your mind need to be set. First time you should be okay that, yeah, this time I did that, next time I'll do. Instead of focusing that what he remarked, what he noticed, and what problem occurs when you are speaking, you have to focus that this time I made the good thing. Three words I spoke. Four sentences I did very good. My preparation was good. Focus the optimistically. Right? Focus the way that can give you positive view, not negative. And one day you will believe, like, wow. So believing in your own strength, your own capacity, your own capability is the right way. Otherwise, always, you must have found a lot of people. It might be that you would be in the same position, that Since you have been preparing or for you have been preparing for a long time to speak something or to present something or to be good in English, what was happening is still you are lingering behind, you are falling behind in this competition. Why? Because you are doing the same thing that you were doing last. You have improved a lot now. It was not the same thing that you were in past year. This year you are very good that comparison to the past year because you have worked a lot, you have read good books, you have learned a lot of vocabulary, good impressions, some grammar structure, you have practiced a lot, you have taken some classes. These all things is somewhere accumulating in your lifestyle, or that's gonna gives you a great result. So now it is not the same state that you were in the past, or you were thinking 2 years ago or 1 year ago. Don't let the dream go. In this age, our dreams are so surrounded or so shrouded, so covered because of the day-to-day life frustration or the routine that is like very tedious, or we think like, okay, I was thinking to be good in English, but I don't want to be now because it is not I mean, I'm not capable of this. I'm not capable of doing this. I cannot do this. He is good, he can do that. Other people can do that. But when it comes to I cannot do that. Why? Because I know I'm very weak. And when I speak, I started stumbling, I started fumbling for the right word. So it is not for me. I cannot make that. It is not possible for me. You are starting convincing yourself. You are compromising with your dream. Why? Because you are gonna be negative by the other impression, other people's impression, other people's criticism, other people's a statement. They are showering on your mind. Somebody says 3 months back that, oh, why do you speak? It's not a good way to speak. 3 months back, one statement is still lingering in your mind. You are obsessing about it. Don't dwell in the past criticism. Don't dwell. Don't make your mind engage where that is no use of. There's no use of obsessing about these all things. Just try to remove the trivial things, superficial things. Believe me, this comes every time. Right? I have seen a lot of good people. They have given a lot of comment that when they were speaking, the speaking was good, they were doing great. But still, there are some people they remark them negatively. Why? It is not that he was wrong. He did something. But the people, they have their own mind. So why should we get impacted by their negative thought? That is their way of thinking. You cannot expect all people they are good at. There are kinds of people in the world. What they are thinking, what is happening in their mind, and they remarked you, that was because of their thought. It was not your problem. Right? So don't think about his remark. Don't think about that person specifically impacted your emotion, impression, imagination that you wanted to be, but because of his statement, you are still thinking, no, there might be some problem. So I have made a mistake. That's why he said that. No, it was not your mistake. It was only your thought. Right, that is obsessing about his statement. So stick with your emotion. The emotion sometimes overwhelm or it carries us. We start getting carried in emotion and start creating anxiety, emotional anxiety, and that plays a great role of obstacle that is causing our performance. Why? Because we think in the way it's from the childhood, not from today. When we used to go to a school, at that time, if you made a mistake in math, you made a mistake in some question, so your colleague, your teammate in the teenager age started marking and started laughing at. From that time, we have developed such mentality. We have developed such tendency, or our intuition start remarking us that no, you can make mistake. It may be this, it may be that. In reality, it doesn't happen. In reality, well, let it be. Mistakes comes because you are doing something. If you don't do anything, mistake will never come. But there is no use of being a human, right? In this competition, in this age where competition is on the high rise, you are mounting your pressure, mounting anxiety. You are becoming anxious. Why? Because you are willing to do that. Instead of these all things, you have to think in different way. That's what people say. Don't think in the way that all are thinking. If you think in the same way, you become the same people. But when you start emulating different or taking the different path, decent thought, you will start getting the good result. So many people in this world, they have become good people, good speaker, good English communicator. It was not like that they were in the same way since the starting. It was not like that. They have gone through a lot of criticism. They have gone through, you know, up and down in their life, thick and thin, and then they grasp this position. And still, people remark them. It's not that all people are agree with it. It happened. So my main motive was here in this, you know, a podcast or by this statement, by this comment, by this idea, is never ever doubt about yourself. First, you need to dispel your doubt. Eliminate all those things, just root it out, dedicate, so that you have to think about the idea, you have to dwell in the idea, you have to obsess about the thing that you are good at, not about the thing that you are not good at. Otherwise, you know what will happen? All things is not in your supporting. It seems like, oh my God, nothing is in my support. All things are going to be opposite. So I cannot make that happen, or I cannot do ever. Instead of thinking that, you can say, let it be. One time I'll make mistake, twice I'll make mistake, thrice I'll make mistake. But it will not gonna happen again and again in life. One day I'll show up that yes, this is what I wanted to be. Today I grasp that. So this happens if you wanna be good in communication skill, because being an English teacher, I always try to motivate people, I always try to give them hope that it is not impossible. It is possible that you can. It doesn't matter where you are living nowadays. A lot of media is there for learning. YouTube channel, you know, public forum, a lot of things. But if you are more serious about learning, have some good mentor. Take one-on-one class, or it will improve your communication skills. So that is what I do. I have realized in my life that group class, it is effective, but not that much. If you want to grasp the good communication skill, try to approach somebody, they can teach you one-on-one class. So today, I can confidently say that I have globally a student. They are all around the world, or they are very good in English, right? They can speak because we discuss one-on-one. We are humans. When you are in group, right, you always are in the fear of failure. But when you are alone talking with me, there is nobody, you and me. So we discuss and we talk. Or similarly, your communication is not increasing because you don't have fear of failure, right? You don't have this thought in your mind. This thought is not lying in your mind, right? If you want to approach me, you can reach to my site. That is called learntospeakenglishfluently.com. learntospeakenglishfluently.com, right? My WhatsApp number you can have like 84474 68693. That is my WhatsApp number. Adding from other country plus 91, you can WhatsApp me if you wanna join my class, if you want a more suggestion, or if you feel you are, you know, under the imposter syndrome, even you can approach me so that I might help you, because I love helping people. I love discussing people about their problem. I was in the same state years ago when I was grappling to grasp this language and communication. But today I did a lot of things. Today I'm teaching, so I have a lot of idea. In case my idea helps you out, it would be my pleasure to helping you out. So thank you and goodbye.